This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Becky in Virginia. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
So I was just wondering if you are familiar with the Presbyterian Church of America's belief that there are ones who are created for destruction. Not quite sure, but for as an example, Pharaoh, back in the day of Moses, would be considered one of those who were created for destruction. Not angelic, but human and created for destruction to deceive us. The only ones I'm aware of are demonic angels that God has cast out of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is the PCA position, because the PCA, the Presbyterian Church in America, which was an offshoot of the PCUSA, which became too liberal, and a lot of evangelicals moved out and formed the PCA denomination, a thoroughly Orthodox denomination, by the way, a denomination in which we find some incredible evangelicals who have made a transcendent difference in our time. So it is a denomination that I greatly cherish as having an impact on our generation in a very significant way. But the PCA position is Calvinistic, and the Calvinistic position is that Paul teaches us that the ruin of the wicked is not only foreseen by the Lord, but also ordained by his counsel and his will. Not only the destruction of the wicked is foreknown, but that the wicked themselves have been created for this very end, that they may perish. So in that view, people are created who are doomed from the womb to certain destruction. This is one of the views within the pale of Orthodoxy, but certainly not the only view. And it's one that we have spent a good deal debating in a great number of forums, including the Christian Research Journal, where you can find a debate between an evangelical Calvinist and a evangelical non-Calvinist. And I think what's great about the debate is it drives you back into the Word of God so that you can take the passages and the arguments and draw your own conclusion by testing them in light of the infallible repository for redemptive revelation.
Okay, I will certainly check it out. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.